Hobgonas. Arsenal secured a dominant 2-0 victory over Manchester United at the Emirates on Wednesday night, handing Ruben Amorim his first loss as United manager. The win was a testament to Mikel Arteta's half-time tactical adjustments, which revitalized the team's performance in the second half. Yeah, first half was pretty dreary. David Raya was the standout player, earning man of the match for his crucial saves. Did you see that one-handed left-hand save? While Timber's tireless efforts across the pitch were vital to Arsenal's control of the game, Saliba was also key in neutralizing Marcus Rashford, further asserting Arsenal's dominance at home. Partey and Odegaard showed their class in midfield, helping to dictate the tempo and seal the win. Mikel Arteta's comments on Arsenal's attacking philosophy reveal the incredible depth and versatility of the team. Last season, the club set a new record for the most goals scored in history, and Arteta credits this not just to set pieces but to a holistic approach that emphasizes creativity and adaptability. Now, whether it is magic moment from individual players or well-executed counter-attacks, Arsenal's offensive play is unpredictable and multifaceted. Arteta believes that every phase of play, whether it's set pieces, counters, or open plays, offers an opportunity to break down the opposition. The focus is on improving in all areas, maximizing every chance. This mentality is paying off, and fans are confident that the team is on track for more success, especially with the added tactical dimension of set pieces. With players capable of creating their own goals and thriving in diverse attacking scenarios, it's no wonder Arsenal is looking like a formidable force in the league. Struck gold with Jurrien Timber. That's the consensus these days, and it's hard not to agree. From the moment he stepped onto the pitch, it was clear Arsenal had found something special. But what's even more exciting than his individual brilliance is the impact Timber's presence has had on the entire squad. He's solid at the back, a true defensive powerhouse. But it's not just his defending that stands out. His versatility, his ability to link play, and his composure under pressure are turning heads week after week. What makes it even more thrilling is the shift we're witnessing in Arsenal's backbone. The days of being labelled soft are long behind us. Now we've got a squad with height, strength and determination. Gabriel, Saliba, Rice, Partey, and now Timber. That's a different kind of physicality, one that makes opposition teams, or rather opposing teams, rethink their approach. But Timber's influence is more than just being tactical. There's a swagger to his play. There's a confidence that says, I'm here to dominate, I'm not just here. Fans have even coined the term Pastor Timber. If you're following him on social media, you see he quotes a lot of Bible verses. But it's not just that, he's actually preaching the gospel of solid defense. His ability to mark, to read the game, and to neutralize attackers has become one of the most reliable parts of Arsenal's defense this season. And honestly, it's about time we've got a player like him who can command the backline with both skill and authority. He's not just doing his job, he's doing it with style. Every match feels like another reminder of how much Arsenal has transformed this season, and Timber is a big part of that change. Declan Rice has been an absolute machine for Arsenal. It's clear to anyone watching that this guy's work rate is off the charts. There's a certain understated calm about him on the pitch, almost like he's not involved in the action. But thou shall not be fooled. Rice is everywhere, pulling the strings, breaking up attacks, and covering ground that most players can only dream of. His second half performance as a number 6 against Manchester United was a masterclass in control and dominance. Now let's talk about his passing. His recent deliveries have been something else. Whether it's a perfect corner or a key pass cutting through the opposition, Rice is not just a destroyer, he's a creator. You can see the chemistry building between him and the rest of the team, especially with players like Bukayo Saka, so it goes more than just a shared love for Jollof Rice. The way Rice speaks about Saka getting closer to his assist record says it all. This guy is a team player who wants the best for everyone. What's been most impressive is his consistency. Declan doesn't just show up for the big games, he's there in every match, fighting for every ball. Forget the flashy moments. Rice's true value lies in the quiet, often unnoticed work he puts in to win back possession and transition the team from defense to attack. Arsenal has been missing a player like this for years, and Rice is fitting perfectly into the puzzle. His leadership, versatility, and relentless energy are taking the team to another level, and you can see that this is just the beginning. Arteta has truly found his squad, and it's clear that this team is fully invested in his vision. From the first whistle, you can see the unity and understanding between players. This isn't just a collection of individuals, it's a group that's locked into the project. The passion, commitment, and togetherness on display are proof of Arteta's work. Everyone knows their role, and they're all playing with purpose, feeding off each other's energy. This team is built for longevity, and you can tell these players are going to be together for a long, long time. What's more impressive is the evolution of the tactics. Arteta's game plan is no longer just about adapting to opponents. It's about dictating play, controlling the tempo, and executing with precision. Look at how he adjusted to Amorim's tactics, readjusting his approach to ensure victory. That's a sign of a coach who is thinking ahead, always two steps ahead of his opponents. The changes Arteta has brought to the club are undeniable. Scoring from set pieces, once a rarity, is now something we expect, thanks to his detailed planning and the efforts of his team. Credit where it's due to Nicolas Jova and the rest for that corner routine, of course. Now, this is a squad that is building something special. And under Arteta's leadership, it is clear Arsenal is on the rise. His tactical acumen, coupled with the team's relentless commitment, is taking them to the next level. The best part? Ashesheberry, we're just beginning. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!